Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and on today's show, a very special interview with sax player Joel Miller. I had a conversation with him last week, and we're going to listen to that throughout the show this afternoon, featuring a wide variety of music from the Brecker Brothers. We have Bobby McFerrin and Chick Corea on board, Charlie Barnett, some new music as well. But we're going to start off with some music from Swiss musician Bertil Jonas Jonsson, and this is from a very special recording that he made. It's entitled Jonas Plays Gulen. That's the music of Lars Gulen, one of the great jazz sax players to come out of Sweden. We're going to listen to a track called Bugs. Thank you. That was music from Bertil Jansson from his album Jonas Plays Gulen. And we heard a track entitled Bugs. So last week I had a chance to talk with Joel Miller. Joel will be appearing at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival this Friday at 6 p.m. at Confederation Park. And I highly recommend you go out and check him out. He's a brilliant musician. His new album is entitled Swim, and it's gorgeous. It's a fantastic piece of music, just incredible songs on there, and some very, very fine playing. So we're going to start off with the interview that I did with Joel this past week. If there was only one musician that you would love to play with, who would that be?
Bobby McFerrin. If it was just one person, it would just be Bobby McFerrin on the stage and me with my saxophone and go.
Do 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 Gap here. You missed it again. Merge.
You know, it's easier when a professional teaches you how to drive.
Jocelyn Driving School, centrally located at 487 Rideau Street, has 21 years of experience, is recognized by the Ontario Ministry of Transportation, and provides certification that's recognized by insurance companies. But more than that, at Jocelyn Driving School, you can learn at your own pace. You'll learn how to drive safely and set your own schedule for all your in-car lessons. Call 613-789-7878 to register at Jocelyn Driving. They guarantee satisfaction, their fees are unbeatable, and best of all, they're professionals. That's 613-789-7878.
Thank you.
There may be some of you out there thinking, boy, that sounds a lot like Gil Evans. Well, you're right. That was the music. It's actually a brand new album from Ryan Truesdell called Centennial. And it's an album that features some forgotten gems from Gil Evans. And we just heard one of them entitled Who Buy My Violets. This is a beautiful recording and one that you should certainly look into if you're interested in the music of Gil Evans. And just before that, Bobby McFerrin and Chick Corea with Blues Connotation, the great Ornette Coleman track, and that was taken from their album Play. And we also heard part one of my interview with Joel Miller. And right now, we're going to listen to part two of my conversation with Joel Miller. Now, here's a question I bet you've been asked quite a bit. Who were some of your earlier influences?
Some of my earliest influences on the saxophone were Coleman Hawkins, Ben Webster. I listened to Wayne Shorter for alto saxophone. Well, I started out on alto saxophone. So this was Cannonball, Charlie Parker, a little bit of Johnny Hodges. And I listened to these players and tried to emulate their sound. It was very difficult, especially with Michael Brecker. I had a Brecker Brothers album when I was younger with, I think it's called Heavy Metal Bebop with some skunk funk and all that. And it was really difficult to try to emulate that. But I really enjoyed that music, and I tried to sing along with it as best I could.
Well, let's give a listen to some Brecker Brothers classic music from their album Heavy Metal Bebop. And this is some skunk funk. We'll be right back.
Comedy's Greatness is Within Me Summer Camp is now accepting registration. It's a six-week, action-packed, historical, athletic, and cultural summer program geared towards children ages 6 to 13. The camp seeks to develop the natural greatness through cooperative games, teamwork, special guest speakers, and excursions, all from an African-Caribbean perspective in a safe, fun, and supportive environment. Jakku Comets Camp runs from July 3rd to August 17th. Space is limited, so register your child now. Call 613-567-0600 or visit jakkucombe.com.
When you were younger, what jazz were you listening to in the house?
So as far as the jazz that I was listening to, mostly came through my mother. My mother was a big jazz fan. A lot of the music that she was, well, I guess grew up with was swing era, Woody Herman, Charlie Barnett, this kind of music. So actually the first version of Cherokee that I heard was not Charlie Parker, but it was the Charlie Barnett version, and it wasn't until quite later that I could sort of put the two together and realize that they're the same song. Thank you.
That was music from Charlie Barnett with his version of Cherokee, and that's a piece of music by Ray Noble that went on to be so popular with so many swing musicians and even later decades as well. And before that, we heard more from my interview with Joel Miller. Also in that last set, aside from Joel Miller's interview, we heard the Brecker Brothers with a track called Some Skunk Funk from their album Heavy Metal Bop. I'm Randy McElligott, and I hope you're enjoying the show this afternoon. You're listening to In Transition on 89.1 FM. We're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. And it's a beautiful day outside, nice and warm, very summery. And I hope you're all out there enjoying the weather and hopefully enjoying the music as well. So we're going to get back to my conversation with Joel Miller. If you had to select a dream band, who would you include in that band?
The dream band that I have right now is pretty dreamy. I mean, I love Greg Ritchie's playing, and I've selected these musicians very carefully, and it is my dream band. but yeah, I mean, to go on with musicians that I haven't really played with, I've always wanted to play with Javan. He's a fantastic artist, although I don't know what we come up with necessarily. I would really like to play with Herbie Hancock, for example. That would be really cool to just have a week to play with him. There's my dream band, Herbie Hancock. Who else would be in the band? Let me see. Well, Brian Blade could play drums. That would be fun. Who would be on bass? I got Fraser on bass because he knows all of my music, so we would just go from there. That'd be fun.
Here's some music from Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock from their album entitled One Plus One, and this is Diana. Thank you.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
What is it about the Montreal jazz scene that you find so appealing?
I love the city of Montreal. I love the scene here and the musicians that are here. I've just really gotten used to having the musicians that I work with and being able to call them up and say, oh, let's form a group and let's do this. And people are just really into creative music and doing different things.
Thank you.
And don't forget to check out Joel Miller and his band, Joel Miller Quartet. They're going to be playing at Confederation Park this coming Friday, June 22nd at 6 p.m. And I would highly recommend you attend and support this great musician, great sax player out of Montreal. And what I love about his new album, Swim, the arrangements are just spectacular. Of course, the playing goes without saying. It's just a wonderful recording. We just heard a track from Swim entitled Drop Off. And before that, we heard Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter from their album One Plus One and a track entitled Diana. We're listening to an interview I conducted with Joel Miller last week. And, let's get back to it now. You discovered the sax around the age of 10. How did that come about?
I discovered the saxophone through a dinner conversation with my family. I come from a musical family. My oldest brother, Andrew, who is bass player, said, well, what instrument are you going to play, Joel? Now, why did he ask that question all of a sudden? Because at that time, I'm from Sackville, New Brunswick, and there was a summer music festival going on, or a summer music camp, actually, that was taking place at Mount Allison University. Through this camp, there was a chance for younger people to actually try out instruments if you can play them well enough, actually play them in ensembles. So the instruments that weren't available at the school where I was going in Sackville. So that was how I got the opportunity to actually borrow an alto saxophone and play it. So back to my dinner conversation. So Andrew said, well, what instrument are you going to play? And I said, I don't know. And he said, why don't you play the saxophone? And I still didn't really know what he was talking about. And then he said, you know, like the guy in the Muppets. Oh, okay, that's what it is. So I kind of heard the saxophone through the radio, just listening to faint things. And when I first played the alto saxophone, it actually didn't really sound like what I was expecting. It was kind of a sweet tone, kind of a Paul Desmond-y sweet sound, and for some reason in my head I had this kind of raunchy rock and roll Billy Haley and the Comets or Clarence Clemens kind of saxophone sound. So it wasn't until later that I discovered how to come close to making that sound, and I guess I was hoping to have something that had a little more edge to it. We'll be right back.
was music from Joel Miller from his latest release entitled Swim, and we heard Honeycomb as well as Drop Off. And I really hope you're enjoying the show this afternoon as much as I am. I'm just really captivated by this music. It's just so dynamic and so, I guess, invigorating and spontaneous and fresh and just beautiful. Joel Miller, sax player out of Montreal, who will be appearing this Friday at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival at Confederation Park at 6 p.m. And I highly recommend you get on down there and check out the Joel Miller quartet. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to some more of the interview that I had with him recently. So tell me, Joel, how did you discover McGill? What was so appealing about going to that particular university?
I found out about the McGill Jazz program through my cousin, John Miller. He's a jazz drummer, and I was really into jazz, and I heard that he was studying up in Montreal, and actually with Kevin Dean and Gordon Foote, who I knew through St. Francis Xavier in Nova Scotia. So I thought, wow, I know these guys, and it would be really cool to move up to Montreal. It was the one place in Canada that I thought I would like to move after Sackville, New Brunswick, where I grew up. So I came up and auditioned at McGill and met some of the musicians there, and I right away just felt pretty cool about it. I heard that McGill won big band rehearsing, and that kind of scared me. I think it was Denzel Pinnock at the time who was playing drums, and a bass player named Tom Lyon, and we played through some music, and it just felt really comfortable. McGill continues to influence me to this day. In terms of the musicians that I play with, I met pretty much all of them through the McGill program. It's such a priceless, it's just to have a concentration of this many musicians in one place, it just really got me into music in a big way. Plus, the program, when I came to McGill, I couldn't really sight read. I couldn't, I had so much that I needed to learn about music. So the classical program that was there and the mandatory stuff was really good. It's just, it's so much of, it's formed so much of who I am as a player now. It was, I think I made the right choice. Thank you.
it. Temperatures rising, which means festival season is about to begin. The TD Ottawa Jazz Festival 2012 kicks off on June 21st, bringing some of the best acts in jazz, blues, and bluegrass to Ottawa for 11 days of mind-blowing music. The Great Canadian Jazz Series celebrates our own, opening every night of the Concert Under the Stars in Confederation Park. Again this year, they've got the Improv Invitational, the Studio Series, the Late Night Jams, the OLG Tent, and more. This isn't your grandma's Jazz Fest. Get all the details at OttawaJazzFestival.com.
What make of saxophone do you use, Joel?
I play on a Selmer Mark VI, and I play on a Phil Barone mouthpiece, and I'm currently using Rico Royale 3.5s.
If you're looking for a way to top a great evening of jazz music, look no further than the TD Ottawa Jazz Festival's Late Night Jam Sessions. Every night at 10:30 from June 21st to July 1st, internationally known NAC jazz improv artists John Geggy, Ethan Ardelli, and Nancy Walker host an unpredictable open mic in the lounge of the Ark Hotel. Some of the hottest musicians from the festival stop by each night for some unrehearsed jazz improv and collaboration. There's no telling who will show up, so come out and expect to be surprised. Visit OttawaJazzFestival.com for full festival listings, ticket prices, and box office locations.
This is it. You're planning your next big night out. Want to go out dancing? Want to see a great live music show? You want to meet up with friends, have a drink, and share in a little piece of local history? Believe it or not, there's a great venue where you can do all these things, and it's right on your front doorstep. Le Petit Chicago at 50 Promenade du Portage has it all. Best way to find out about Latin night, live music, and all the other great events that go down in this classic meeting place, petitchicago.ca. Come, check out the monthly calendar at petitchicago.ca. Petit Chicago has something for the music lover and everyone.
Over the years, musicians have seen a gradual evolution of the power of the internet and how it can get them closer to their fans. Now, how has the internet affected you, Joel?
Yeah, I mean, the internet, it's crazy. I mean, you can put your music out there, and you know, you'll play at a club, and somebody will write you right after or before and say, you know, talk about the music, and it's, everything's just so fast now. What are my thoughts on it? I don't know. It's pretty overwhelming. I don't know what to make of it, but I, you know, every time I think of getting off of Facebook and just, you know, it's pretty, when I get negative about the amount of time that it drains from me and how I could be practicing and so many other things that I could be doing besides, you know, checking Facebook. Every time I get negative about it, there'll be something that happens, somebody that gets in touch with me from the past, or somebody that writes a really nice letter, and then I just end up saying, well, this is pretty amazing. I mean, it's a good thing that we have, and so it's pretty overwhelming.
Thank you.
more music from Joel Miller and a track entitled Teeter Totter. Sort of brought me back to my younger days when many, many years ago I used to play on the Teeter Totter many, many times at the park and in the backyard. That was taken from his album Swim. That's his latest release. And Joel Miller will be appearing this Friday at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival at Confederation Park at 6 p.m. And I think you will definitely want to check him out. I'm hoping that the weather's going to be nice for that concert. We're listening to some music from Joel Miller this afternoon, as well as the conversation that I had with him recently. Now let's talk about your latest release, Swim. How did that come about?
Okay, so the idea for the album Swim came about when I thought about what it would be an ideal band. And I thought about Jeffrey Keyser because I played with Jeffrey, actually coincidentally, in my hometown of Sackville, New Brunswick, with my sister-in-law Ingrid Jensen and my wife Christine. We played in Sackville, and I just really liked his sound. I thought he was just an incredible musician, reader, orchestrator, improviser, virtuoso, and a harpsichord player, too. There happened to be a harpsichord in the backstage, and I think he played really fast rhythm changes head on it. But anyway, yeah, so Jeffrey Keyser was somebody that was in the back of my mind for doing a record with for a long time. And but at the same time, I had this idea to really record an acoustic jazz record, something that is like something that is prescribed in a way. Because you have, for example, in classical music, you have the string quartet. So a lot of composers will compose for the string quartet and or the symphony. So the instrumentation doesn't really change. What changes is the composer's idea of what to do with this instrumentation. I say this because a lot of the records that I had done before, Tantramar and Mandala, for example, these records, I was kind of like a kid in a candy store when I got to, after recording it. I thought, well, I could add, you know, acoustic guitar. I could put vocals here. I could overdub all kinds of instruments. And then it took on its sort of its own instrumentation. And I wanted to get away from that, and I really wanted to just record with the traditional jazz quartets. So tenor saxophone, acoustic piano, acoustic bass, and acoustic drums. Just like the John Coltrane quartet or the Wayne Shorter quartet or a lot of groups that feature just this particular instrumentation. So, well, there we have the piano, the acoustic piano. A lot of the recordings that I did before were with guitar, for example. And the reason why I did that was kind of a practical solution to the jazz festivals, where often the pianos are not in the reliable condition for performing. And I really wanted to shape these groups around the guitar. So I wanted to get away with that, get the acoustic piano, and of course, well, Jeffrey Keyser, I mean, you couldn't get a better acoustic piano player than that. So that was my initial ideas for doing this album, Swim. Thank you.
doing, man? Everyone's waiting. There's a gap here. They missed it again. Merge!
You know, it's easier when a professional teaches you how to drive.
Jocelyn Driving School, centrally located at 487 Rideau Street, has 21 years of experience, is recognized by the Ontario Ministry of Transportation, and provides certification that's recognized by insurance companies. But more than that, at Jocelyn Driving School, you can learn at your own pace. You'll learn how to drive safely and set your own schedule for all your in-car lessons. Call 613-789-7878 to register at Jocelyn Driving. They guarantee satisfaction, their fees are unbeatable, and best of all, they're professionals. That's 613-789-7878.
What are your impressions of the Montreal jazz scene as it stands today, and the importance of the totality of the Montreal jazz scene among the musicians?
The thing that comes to mind when I think about the Montreal jazz scene is how many places there are to play. Now, when I got out of McGill University and I was seeking out places to play, there was L'Air du Temps, there was a club called L'Extérieur, and there's this big thing called the Montreal Jazz Festival, and it was, these were opportunities and ways to get my music out there and to form bands and to do gigs. So the Montreal Jazz Festival had this competition. If you played original music and you were presenting it at the jazz festival, then you got eligible to go into this competition. And it was called, at the time, it was called the Du Maurier Grand Jazz Award. So we played, and I won it. So that was really fantastic. And with that, there was opportunities to record and to perform in the United States. And so that was a real big boost, along with having places to play in Montreal and to just to try out your musical ideas. I mean, I say try out because, part of the playing jazz is experimenting and doing things that not necessarily everybody wants to hear all the time. So there's it's important to have places to play where they're into trying out new things. There was a club that was just down where I live right now, actually, on Notre Dame. It was called Le Va-et-Vient, and which is closed now, unfortunately, but that was a really great vibe, a really neat place to play. It was kind of like L'Air du Temps, which also is not, it's unfortunately not open anymore. But there are still places to play at now. There's Diazons, and Upstairs has been a great supporter of my music in the past, and I continue to play there to this day.
That was music from the Dave Weckl Band and a track called Mud Sauce. And I'm not quite sure what Dave Weckl is up to these days. I know for a while that he was one of the hottest drummers on the planet, but I believe he still is. I'm just not quite aware of who he's playing with or what he's doing at the moment. But before that, we heard David Sanchez with a great tune called Street Scenes Downtown. I'm Randy McKelligan. This afternoon, you're listening to an interview, a conversation that I had with Joel Miller recently. And we're going to go to the final segment of my conversation. What would be your top three recordings of all time that really affected you as a musician?
Beatles, Sgt. Pepper. I just love that album, and it was one of the recordings that to this day I have a lot of ideas, musical ideas that come from that album. Weather Report, Night Passages. I love that album, and there's just so much about that album that, it's just something that I listened to a lot when I was younger, and it's, whether I like it or not, it just makes its way into my composing or what I do now. I would have to say, off the top of my head, the album Kind of Blue had a big influence on me in so many ways, just all the different soloists that are on that record. I mean, you have Bill Evans and the stuff he does, and Wynton Kelly, and John Coltrane. And, I mean, it's just an incredible masterpiece.
One of the greatest and most beautiful albums of all time. That was Kind of Blue, and we heard a track called Blue and Green featuring Bill Evans on piano. And just before that, the last part of my conversation with Joel Miller. Joel Miller, Montreal sax player, originally from Sackville, New Brunswick, who will be appearing this Friday at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. You'll be at Confederation Park at 6 p.m. with the quartet, so you'll definitely want to check that one out. Right now we're going to listen to a group that I haven't played in quite some time. They're called Acoustic Alchemy, and this is from one of my favorite albums of theirs is The Beautiful Game, and we're going to listen to a track called Trailblazer. We'll be right back.
Gut-splitting comedy, live cabaret, ingenious puppetry. Explore cutting-edge performing arts at the Ottawa Fringe Theatre and Arts Festival. From June 14th to the 24th, you can choose from dozens of performances from around the world for just $10 each. And you can see multiple shows since all the venues are located within walking distance of each other. Join fellow Fringers and performers for a drink or a snack in the Ottawa Festival Courtyard at 2 Daly Avenue. Visit OttawaFringe.com for descriptions, schedules, and reviews. That's OttawaFringe.com. Happy fringing!
That was a beautiful piece of music from the Far Out Quartet, and we heard a track called Feels. And now we're going to take a trip over to Africa, to Cameroon, and listen to a wonderful musician by the name of Francis Bappi, and we're going to hear a track called The Blues of Life.
Inspiration out of you, but you don't seem to find the answer. Life takes the motivation out of you, but do you know what tomorrow holds? This is blues for you. This is blues of life. This is my song.
Well, we have time for just one more number this afternoon, so we're going to listen to some music from John Cleary, and this is a track called Sometimes I Wonder. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott.
What in the world I'm gonna do? about your sweetness and your completeness. I'm lost without you. I've seen trouble in my life and times. I won't let it change my mind. Still it sleeps a peaceful dream I find. But sometimes I wonder why. Sometimes I wonder.
Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And don't forget, I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Coming up in about 3 minutes' time, we have the Ethiopian show until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.